Now at noon, 30 years since the deadly and destructive Loma Prieta earthquake rocked the Bay Area, new efforts to get Californians out of harm's way when quakes happen. Good afternoon, I'm Michelle Griego.
And I'm Kenny Choi. Just before the official anniversary of the Loma Prieta earthquake today, another small quake struck in Northern California. The magnitude 3.7 jolt hit around 7:55 this morning south of Gilroy near Soledad in Monterey County. This quake following a series of shakers in the East Bay earlier this week.
And we have team coverage on the quake anniversary and the new shake alert, which just officially launched. KPIX5's Ann Makovic has that story live from Oakland. Ann?
Yes, you can download it right now on your phone. I just did. It is the nation's first of its kind early earthquake warning system. And you can check on the App Store for both Android and iPhones. And it is called My Shake. Here's what it looks like. The California Earthquake Early Warning System uses a ground motion sensors from across the state to detect earthquakes before humans can feel them. So you'll get an alert and then you can drop, cover, and hold on before the real jolts begin. In many cases, it will give a few precious seconds. BART trains could be stopped, elevators secured, fire station doors could be open. This alert, though, is for earthquakes that have already started. The further you are from the epicenter, the more warning you'll get, and some will get none.
We recognize this is a work in progress that we'll have to iterate over the next few years. This is not a perfect system. We are now leaning into this technology, so I don't want to overpromise, but I do want people to know we are prepared to roll this out.
Now, the threshold is a 4.5 magnitude earthquake that would trip this. And in addition to a warning through the app, traditional alerts will also go out, like the wireless emergency alerts that you can get on your phone. Now, similar systems are used in other countries, including Japan, Mexico, and Turkey. So the difference between ours and theirs, well, the governor says that ours is the very best. He said it uses crowdsourced information. And he also said coming up with ours has been a little bit more difficult because here in California, we live basically on top of the fault lines. And in many of those other countries, those fault lines are offshore, so they're easy to detect. You know, the shaking is easy to detect a little bit farther away. So again, work in progress, but doesn't hurt to download it. Again, it's called My Shake. Live in Oakland, Ann Makovic, back to you.
All right, Ann, thank you.
And we have posted a tutorial for the My Shake app online with instructions on how to set it all up. You could head over to our website, kpix.com, for more details.
And the city of Oakland today commemorated the 42 lives lost in the Cypress Freeway collapse. Retired Deputy Fire Chief Mark Hoffman was the first on the scene thanks to the ladder on his truck. But he says his takeaway isn't what he did that day. It's the everyday citizens he saw jumping in to help.
People that are the heroes in my mind aren't the ones who have the training. They're the people who have no training and get way outside their comfort zone and get to work.
I'm Jackie Ward at Rosa Parks Elementary School in San Francisco for the Great Shakeout Day, a day statewide where we are reminded of what to do during an earthquake.
I learned that I should be aware of earthquakes and stuff like that because we won't know when earthquakes happen.
It's always good to follow directions to grown-ups because they're all trying to keep you safe from getting hurt.
Just listen to your grown-ups or your parents. Always do it.
San Francisco Mayor London Breed visited her alma mater today to help teach the next generation how to stay safe during the next big earthquake. And she assured us that the city has taken all the proper steps to make buildings stable, but it's a constant work in progress.
And we are implementing changes to our soft story policy and working to get some of those buildings up to seismic code. And people all over the city have been investing resources into doing just that.
And for every parent, the fear of not being near their child when the next big one hits means schools will be playing an even bigger role as a provider, Dr. Vincent Matthews, superintendent for the San Francisco Unified School District, knows that.
Each school has some supplies on hand that will take care of some students, but at the end of the day, we will make sure that we get whatever it is that we need. We know that we have plans in place to acquire the supplies that we need. We have a warehouse full of supplies, and those things will be brought forward.
And this is just the beginning of shakeout events that are happening all throughout the city for the rest of the day. In San Francisco, Jackie Ward, KPIX 5.
The Department of Emergency Management will also conduct a wireless emergency alert test today between 5:15 and 5:45 tonight. We also have some new video from the Loma Prieta quake as we mark the 30-year anniversary today. You could watch it right now. Head to kpix.com/Loma Prieta. New at noon, the Santa Clara County District Attorney has determined that a San Jose police officer was justified in killing a shotgun-wielding carjacker who kidnapped a UPS driver in his truck. Investigators say that 33-year-old Mark Moraski and his accomplice fired on pursuing sheriff's deputies several times during the Valentine's Day chase before the delivery man rolled over a set of spike strips to end the pursuit. And after a long standoff, Moraski eventually made a break for it. Loaded a shotgun in hand, Moraski was a two-striker on parole for violent crimes. Prosecutors say that he told officers he would rather die than go back to prison. And as he ran, Officer Nicholas Bronte, a former Marine, fired a single rifle shot, killing him. We'll have much more on this story coming up tonight at 5 o'clock.
A live look at Capitol Hill now, where U.S. lawmakers are mourning the loss of longtime Maryland Congressman Elijah Cummings. The 68-year-old Democrat died of complications from longstanding health challenges. Cummings was the chairman of the House Oversight Committee. As Nicole Killian reports, his unexpected death has rocked Washington and his home district.
The White House flag was lowered to have staff in tribute to Maryland Congressman Elijah Cummings, who passed away early Thursday. The son of sharecroppers, Cummings was first elected to Congress in 1996. When Democrats won back the House in 2018, he became chair of the powerful House Oversight Committee, where he was a passionate and vocal critic of President Trump and his policies.
We will not keep kids in child internment camps indefinitely and hidden away from public view. What country is that? This is the United States of America.
The criticism drew a sharp response from the president, who disparaged Cummings' district of Baltimore, calling it rodent infested.
Those people are living in hell in Baltimore.
Reacting to Cummings' death, President Trump had nothing but warm words for his former adversary. Tweeting his condolences, the president said, "I got to see firsthand the strength, passion, and wisdom of this highly respected political leader." Democratic Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer called Cummings a tower of strength.
When I read the paper this morning, it was like a punch to the gut. He was a wonderful, amazing man.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said she was devastated.
He always strove to reach across the aisle and treat all of our colleagues with respect.
There's also an outpouring of support from Maryland leaders. People here in Cummings' Baltimore neighborhood say his death leaves a major void.
It's just like a family person had gone. You know, that's how sad it was.
He does a lot for the community around here, and I mean, I don't know what we're going to do without him.
Cummings' health problems included a long-standing heart issue. His wife said in a statement that he worked until his last breath. Nicole Killian, CBS News, Baltimore.
Oakland Congresswoman Barbara Lee issued a statement on the passing of her friend and colleague, saying in part, quote, "Indeed, a giant has fallen, and the greatest tribute to his work will be for all of us to continue to hold up the light he shined in what can sometimes be a dark world." A Democratic aide says Congresswoman Carolyn Maloney of New York will take over as acting oversight chair in the wake of Cummings' death. A permanent chair is expected to be elected at a later time.
The Oversight Committee is one of three running the impeachment inquiry into President Trump. Those proceedings are continuing today with EU Ambassador Gordon Sondland in the hot seat. He is expected to tell lawmakers that the president directed him to work with his personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, to arrange a meeting with Ukraine's president. But in prepared testimony obtained by CBS News, Sondland says, quote, "I did not understand until much later that Mr. Giuliani's agenda might have also included an effort to prompt the Ukrainians to investigate Vice President Biden or his son, or to involve Ukrainians directly or indirectly in the president's 2020 reelection campaign."
New at noon, the U.S. and Turkey have reached a deal to temporarily suspend the Turkish military offensive in Syria. Vice President Mike Pence confirmed the news after he and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo met with Turkey's president this morning. The negotiations lasted for more than 5 hours. This is the first significant sit-down between the U.S. and Turkey. Turkey will suspend its operations for 120 hours to allow Kurdish fighters to withdraw from a designated safe zone. And once that's completed, Turkey has agreed to a permanent ceasefire.
Still ahead.